It's the roll up. It's the vibes. It's the early signing day preview show with the GOAT himself, Steve Wiltfong, my man Kenny Shaw, a legend. Amon Richards is taking a little break. He got a AAU basketball game or men's grown man basketball game that was already pre-scheduled for tonight. But Steve Wiltfong, how's it going, my guy?
Well, he's got to get his run in, right? That's how you stay in shape, getting up and down the floor. I wish I was doing something athletic. I've been sitting my ass in this office all day. Woke up at 3 in the morning, not on purpose, but it's been a long day. But look, I'm getting another win because I'm excited to be on this show. I appreciate the compliments, but this is the GOAT show right here. I love y'all. It's an entertaining show. You guys do a fantastic job and love being on with y'all.
I appreciate those flowers, Steve. Legendary, I would say. A legendary show, man. You know how I am. I hype it up a little bit. But, yeah, I was telling Amon, man, like, they had, like, early games during the day. I said, what y'all, March Madness? Like, y'all grown, man. Y'all got jobs and stuff. Why y'all playing basketball in the middle of the day, man?
But he doesn't have a wife or kids, right?
Not yet. He has a girlfriend and a cat.
He can get his run in, go home, shower, still pregame at home, and still have 4 hours out and about.
Nah, they gonna.
Those days are long gone for me and you, Corey.
Definitely long gone for me, man. I just left 707 trial with my son. It's freezing cold out there. Rush from over here to jump right onto the pod. We're gonna hang out a little bit. Everybody that's hanging out in the comments, shoot questions. I know everybody got questions about Jeremiah Smith, KJ Bolden, everybody else. We're gonna get to the meat of what signing day is about to be tomorrow, but. How chaotic has it been for you, Steve? How different has it been in the past and how it is now? I know things are changing a little bit. So what's the difference in recruiting altogether for you?
Yeah, well, on the high school front, it's relatively the same, although now you have collectives and NIL impacting recruitments with some Hail Mary shots at the end for some young men some very enticing final offers that could maybe change the trajectory of a recruitment. But now you also, for me, you're adding the transfer portal at the same time. So you got over 2,000 players in the portal, and those guys are making decisions and taking visits, and diehard fans that listen to this show, that read 24/7 Sports, read On3, read Rivals. They want to know what's going on with them too. And so LT Overton committed to Alabama today at the same time that top 100 receiver Courtney Crutchfield committed to Missouri. So extra busy because of the portal, but very fortunate that a lot of people care about that stuff.
Let's get right to the meat and bones of this, man. What's up with KJ Bolden right now? Florida State commit. There's some Auburn smoke. There's some Georgia smoke. Or what are the chances that he sticks?
So obviously fluid recruitment, right? I think when he committed in the summer, Florida State was the program that had most of the buzz, and that's ultimately who he rocked with. But the door was left open. Maintain communication with Auburn. They looked hot and heavy as much as 48 hours ago, 24 hours ago. But today, a lot of the intel I'm picking up is Georgia related. Now, I think KJ's still been good with Florida State. I feel like it's been lesser with Auburn. Maybe I'm missing some details there. We'll know for sure tomorrow. But I kind of like the way it's setting up for Georgia right now based on my intel. I always reserve the right to change my mind if that information changes. But I think, you know, Georgia's got the number one class in the country right now. KJ Bolden's the last high school target for them. And there seems to have been a lot of extra buzz for Georgia here as we get closer to tomorrow.
How much is it? How much do you think is this stuff scheme related versus money related?
Well, I think that it's a combination for a lot of the kids. You know, there's a handful of guys that are highest bidder guys, but I think most of them just want to get what they think their value is, while also going to play for some coaches that they trust to develop them, to get them where they want to go, where they can make generational money and have the experience that they're looking for in college. So I think there's more of that than there is more of we're going to the highest bidder. But there's certainly a couple of dudes out there, and I'm not, hey, I judge nobody. You do whatever's best for you in your moment. But there are some young men that are highest bidder guys.
That's facts. Steve, I seen my man Jordan Senior, who committed to Deion and the Buffs out there just about a month ago. Hasn't been that long. He deleted a lot of stuff off his Instagram, and now he's making a decision. What are you hearing on that front? Do you expect him to stick to Colorado?
So I don't know. I haven't heard that he's flipping, but I wrote today that I think he's got a longstanding relationship with Mike Locksley in Maryland. And so sounds like Maryland's hanging around in there. Dan Lanning went in home after he committed to Oregon, after he committed to Colorado. I'm not hearing that that's going Oregon's way, but just putting that out there. I checked around Tennessee today. Wasn't hearing much. I need to circle back there again, but it sounded like Coach Hype didn't even go in home. We'll see, right? You know, Florida was a finalist. He had a good relationship with Billy Napier. I mean, I'd be surprised if Ohio State, but, you know, hey, I've been surprised before on Wednesday. That's what makes it so awesome, right?
Right. What's up with Jaden Ball? I know he's he decommitted from Arkansas, took an official visit to Florida and then Alabama this past weekend. I know Bama's about to flip Miami's running back as well. But what's the buzz on Jaden Ball? Does he decide Florida, Bama? What are you hearing?
Yeah, so I was hearing a lot of Florida coming into the month of December. That one was looking promising for Florida for much of the end of the fall. Good relationship with Coach Jaluk, Coach Napier. Those guys have had good conversations today, from what I understand. But there was some buzz that official visit to Alabama at the end of last week was needle moving. I don't have as good a pulse on that one as maybe some of the other, and maybe I don't have a good pulse on any of these, but I'm at least having more conversations about some of these other guys than I am with Jaden Ball right now. But Florida's done a great job there. I think they've done the best job of the two finalists of being there the longest, but that doesn't always guarantee you the prize.
Are we expecting anything? Jeremiah Smith seemingly shut down his recruitment and says that he's sticking with Ohio State. Are we expecting any surprises tomorrow?
So that's what I think. You know, the last 3-4 days talking to various sources about Jeremiah Smith, the vibe, you know, the collective vibe is that he'll end up with Ohio State. He's been committed there over a year. And then if his family would have let him do it, he would have committed there even a year before that. But they wanted him to go through his process, see schools, take visits. He ended up doing that even after committing. But he's always loved Ohio State, loved how they get the max potential out of their receivers, loves the offense, loves the environment up there, loves Brian Hartline, loves the quarterback room that Ohio State has, comfortable in the locker room. Ohio State's done a good job with their NIL stuff in that regard. But talking to some people around Coral Gables, I mean, I don't know if they think it's completely done. And so we'll see what they do at the end. You know, my colleague.
Miami heating up a little bit. What's up with Miami down there? It's like they heating up.
My guys at Knowles 247, a couple of them dudes, Zach Blostein and Brendan Sonone, they predicting Jeremiah Smith to be in their class too. So there's some other intel out there that they think that Jeremiah Smith's going to flip. But my collective intel, I think he sticks with Ohio State based on what I'm hearing right now.
How you feel about Miami's momentum? They seem to be heating up and flipped Jordan Lyle from Ohio State.
Yeah.
What do you think about? Cause there's some AR. He's not here today, but he predicted Miami to end up top three, number two class around that spot. What are you thinking?
Well, they would need Jeremiah Smith to get there, right? They might need someone else to get there. But you know, I think that they're in good shape to get a flip out of the Florida State class in Armando Blunt. I think that they could flip Adarius Hayes from Florida. They're swinging a heavy spatula at the end. Those two are looking promising. And then again, they're swinging at Jeremiah Smith, and who knows what else they got up their sleeve at Miami. They go as hard as anybody in the country from top to bottom with their staff. So yeah, I never put them out if they're one of the finalists. So look, they're tracking for a top five class. They're doing well in the portal. They've shored up the line of scrimmage on the offensive line last cycle, added some more guys this cycle, including the number one JUCO tackle in the country. And then it's one of the best defensive line hauls in the country right now for Miami as well.
Xavier Fils-Aimé flipped to Texas from Florida. I know Gregory Smith is a safety there after for signing day tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think we land him. What's your just read on him and your eval on his upside?
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that a lot of coaches seem to really like down the stretch. And I'm with you. I think he's going to end up in Florida's class. Had a great visit a couple weeks ago, continuing to ask questions about him. I think he ultimately ends up in the fold for the Gators. You haven't gotten to the meat of the Gators just yet, Corey. You want to dive into the relevant topics? Starting it off with Gregory to warm everybody up before we get to the five stars that are in the fold and the the vultures circling.
Yeah, LJ McCray is the obvious five star, and also DJ Lagway. Where you want to start at, Steve?
Well, we can start with Lagway.
What you hearing? I heard USC trying to pull up a duffel bag. They trying to come talk to my boy, but I feel good. What's up with it?
Yeah, I think here on the final day, USC and Texas A&M, they're getting an opportunity to, present why their institution would be better for DJ Lagway. I have not heard from the family that he's on flip watch, but today it did seem a little different in my dialogue that these were going to be real opportunities for USC and Texas A&M to talk with the Lagway camp and more about what that situation would look like. DJ loves Florida, man. He's been committed to Florida for over a year. He's got great relationships there. He envisions, he's envisioned himself there. He's been loyal. Trying to kind of find my notes because I had some really good notes on some conversations that I had earlier today. But I think, it was great being back on campus. Loves Napier, thinks coming in and being behind Graham Mertz is a good leader. That'd be a good guy to be behind. Florida's talked about putting in some packages for him as a true freshman. He thinks the Swamp's tremendous, and he believes in the staff. He believes that they can get it rocking and rolling and that he can be the compass and get them pointed in the right direction. But there, you only go through this high school process once and dotting I's and crossing T's. They're having real conversations with USC and Texas A&M at the end. And I know people like to joke around and say that these stories are clickbait, but I just want people to know that this is a young man that's being thorough with this process. And, we'll see what that shakes out for on Wednesday, but there's no doubt in my mind that he loves Florida, and Florida's done all the right things to sign DJ Lagway on Wednesday. So we'll see how that goes. And LJ McCray, I think that they're going to retain LJ McCray. I've not heard otherwise. Similar to DJ, I think they've done all the right things to keep him in the fold. Then Amaris Williams, that's the one that's a little iffy. There's a lot of Auburn buzz for Amaris Williams this week, but Ohio State stepped up here in the final hours. And so I would still maybe lean Auburn, but Florida, I think Florida, he's loyal to Florida. Coach Bateman, Coach Peterson, those guys have done a fantastic job. So I could see him sticking to that one. Looks like
tweeting War Damn Eagle and WDE for 3-4 days now, Steve.
Well, sometimes, as you know, right? But I had a source tell me he's hour by hour. That recruitment is hour by hour. You catch him at 7 o'clock, might be one school. You catch him at 8, could be something else. And so there's a lot of moving parts with that one. But Florida, Florida came into the final week the leader, and we'll see if they can hang on.
What's your opinion on I mean, Mike Norvell still got some work to do. Everybody got work to do. It's just a different world, man. It's all the way into the final hours, business involved in all of this. Mike Norvell, KJ Bolden, if he doesn't make this class, if for some reason he flips, how do you view that entire class without a KJ Bolden or a Jeremiah Smith?
Well, KJ Bolden is one of the most versatile defensive backs in the country. He could play safety, nickel, corner. You know, guys like that are hard to find when you're playing against elite athletes on offense in some of the most pivotal games in the country. But it would still be a fantastic class for Florida State if they were even to lose KJ and Armando Blunt. You know, Luke Kroman Oak's one of the best arms in the country. Landon Thomas, one of the top tight ends in the country. Cam Davis, one of the top running backs in the country. You know, I think it would still be a pretty solid secondary class with Jamari Howard and Kai Bates, and just a lot of speed at wideout. Elijah Moore beating Ohio State for him was big, and again, they kind of landed some of the best offensive linemen in the state, which was big for Florida State as they are now trying to maintain a roster that allows them to compete for the national championship year in and year out.
Yeah, it seems like
some good wins in the portal too, you know. And
yeah, I was about to get to the supporter stuff. What do you think about Cam Ward? I know Florida—that's a Florida State Miami battle. Seemingly some other people may jump into this a little later, but transfer quarterback Cam Ward. Both squads need a quarterback to suit up next fall. What are you thinking?
Well, he's pivotal now. I think Miami likes their young guy that they played some this year.
Emory.
Emory Williams.
Emory Williams, yeah.
But Cam Ward obviously is a guy that is more than a game manager. He can be a game changer, particularly with another year of development. He'd be massive for Miami, you know, because I think Miami's been up and down under center since Cristobal has gotten there. And with the way that he's retooled the O-line and D-line rooms and added more electric guys to the skill position rooms, I like his coordinator hires. Cam Ward would be major for this program as they try and jump up and snag 3 to 4 more wins than they had this year. Florida State, it would maintain what we're used to seeing, in my opinion. You know, Jordan Travis was a Heisman candidate. I think Cam Ward would be a preseason Heisman candidate. And then, you know, you go from there. So it would be massive.
Yeah, I need them boys to end up with KJ Jefferson from Arkansas, something like
that. I like KJ Jefferson too now. I mean, he's obviously flashed a ton of ability. Arkansas had a tough year, man, but I thought they played hard. They were tough. They only got blown out once, if I remember correctly. They had a chance to beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Obviously, they beat Florida in the Swamp. So that cost them extra practices, man. That was a tough one.
I think it cost us Fisami at the end of the day, man. I think you make a bowl game, the perception is a little bit different. We close a little bit better. Missing that bowl game doesn't show a lot of, like, progress. And then our Texas getting into the playoffs definitely affected some things. Let me ask you this. What's the drop-off? Miami's going to lose Kevin Riley. They brought in Jordan Lyle from Ohio State. Is there any talent drop-off, or what's the difference in the caliber of athlete that they're bringing in?
I mean, depending on the service, there's some that have Jordan Lyle higher than Kevin Riley. You know, the last 2 years, Jordan Lyle's averaged over 10 yards per carry, you know, for St. Thomas Aquinas, coming from a program with great culture. And I mean, obviously Kevin Riley's a special back too, and he's a guy that Miami targeted early, coveted. Nobody coveted him more than Miami, so it'd be a blow in that regard to see him flip. And I think he's going to flip to a school that certainly didn't invest in the same way that Miami did. Miami did everything right. It's just that's nature sometimes in recruiting, you know.
And yeah,
Miami's won battles like that too now, where they came in at the end and got the spatula out too. So what goes around comes around. But this one, getting Jordan Lyle, already having Mark Fletcher in the stable, you certainly want to stockpile as many good players as you possibly can, but I think Miami can sustain.
Does my man Prime got a surprise flip on signing day? He usually had one up his sleeve.
So, I mean, obviously they're trying to flip Jaquan McCroy, who's a big, massive offensive tackle from Alabama. He took an official at the end of the cycle. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have not heard that they're in it for Charles Lester here at the end, or, you know, obviously, you know, Charles Lester's kind of been having fun on social media, it looks like, here at the end of his process as he gets ready to sign tomorrow. A lot of these guys are.
Any real smoke there with Charles Lester, or he's just flirting around playing?
I mean, not with Colorado anyway. You know, I don't know. You know, we'll see. DCJ, man, he wants me off. He's trying to just hang out with y'all for the rest of the night.
he don't know the science of who you is, Steve. Sometimes you may have to lay out the resume, man. But signing day is tomorrow. Looking forward to early signing day. National signing day just don't have that same buzz anymore. This is the signing day. I don't know why we call it early, but yeah, I think this is the signing day.
Yeah. I'm with you. This is definitely signing day. And in February, that's late signing day.
That's definitely late signing day. Nothing early about tomorrow. We'll see how it all plays out. If we have any type of crazy flips, man, definitely hit my line. Let me know. But for now, Steve sees Jeremiah Smith sticking Ohio State. We'll see what happens with some of these other four-star. Marius Williams is a defensive lineman that we're keeping our eye on. I was told to put him on flip watch. I was also told to put a Darius Hayes on flip watch to Miami. We'll see how it all plays out.
Florida may land Faber Edwin, touted offensive lineman that at one point looked like he was headed to Auburn, then looked like he was headed to Bama. But Florida in the last 36 hours has really stepped it up there with Faber Edwin, and he likes the Gators a lot. So that would be a nice little recruiting win for Florida down the stretch as well. You know, obviously they're still trying to chip away at Jameer Grimsley, longtime defensive back commit for Alabama. So look, man, one thing Florida's not doing is just chilling. You know, they're out there grinding and working as hard as they can on the trail, and we'll see what kind of results that has for them tomorrow.
You think Grimsley shut it down like he said with Bama, or is there still some negotiating and recruitment going on right now
with Grimsley?
Yeah,
you know, I think he's been keeping Florida warm, so we'll see what that means for tomorrow. I think he said the right things to Bama as well, but he's always been a guy that's liked Florida, and the Gators have really pushed here down the stretch, and it doesn't appear that they're out of it.
All right, we'll see how it all plays out, Steve.
Irvin, I do make the crystal balls.
Just let them know who you is, Steven. You let them know you're the greatest of all time when it pertains to predicting these high schools, which is hard. You know,
but I do miss them. They do get, I do miss. And I'm excited for the fan base that does land the kid when I do miss, you know. So it's just exciting, man. I appreciate all y'all.
Likewise, Steve. I'll be in contact with you tomorrow. I'm pretty sure the streets and the fans will, too, if you miss on any of these crystal balls, man.
Hey, next time I bring more energy. As you know, it's been about a 15-hour day.
It's been a long day, man. This is before I get y'all. It's been the craziest day of just social media, Twitter. You know, early signing day, like all type of just crystal balls coming in, information changes by the hour with KJ Bolden, with so many of these kids, man. Like, it just Jeremiah Smith. I've never seen so many fan bases be this like confident about him. It's like two or three programs that are for surely thinking he's pulling up. But we're gonna see tomorrow, man. Should be an exciting day. Steve Wiltfong, man. Let people know where they can find you at if they don't know.
24/7 Sports at SWiltfong 247. Appreciate y'all. Happy holidays. Even love the haters in the comments. Y'all take care. Have a good one, and look forward to getting on with y'all soon.
All right, for sure, Steve. Hold it down, my guy. Hey, y'all pound that like button. Y'all heard Steve, man. The GOAT show, you know. Your favorite podcaster's favorite podcast, man. Jen, what it do?
Hi.
We hanging out a little bit.
I know. I'm so sorry. I was running so behind. My show ran long. The guest, we had kind of told him the wrong time zone. So
that happens. I do that. I struggle with the East Coast, and I forget when I hit people up from Tennessee and stuff like that. That we're off amateur hour with that booking the guest stuff. We've been talking a little Florida State talk. You know, I like to call you an insider. You say I'm speaking too highly of you, but you usually have some gems for us, Jen. What's the feedback right now on KJ Bolden and the smoke?
You know, what did Steve say? I missed it. I, you know, literally got off a show and had to run to the ladies' room because I had been on there for about an hour and a half. But, you know, I still feel pretty good with who I've talked to. Like, I don't, I get it. I get the smoke. I get everything out there, but follow the visits. If he had left Florida State on Sunday and went to Auburn, which he didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Now again, I don't think he's talked to anybody at Auburn in a couple days. I would be more concerned about Georgia. And I'm going to be a girl here. I'm going to be a girl here because.
I need to be a guy.
Yeah. I'm going to be a girl on this because if you look at the photos from those in-home visits, like, it looked like Hugh Freeze was creeping that kid out.
Yeah.
So for me, I don't know. I would hate it if they lose him. I still feel like. You commit. It's hard to sway a kid who commits. But again, I've lived through Travis Hunter, who, you know, made bets with fans online that he was going to sign with Florida State. I totally get it. So,
did like,
if
bets?
You know what? I need someone to find this out. I really do.
He got the money. So,
yeah, he's got the money. Like, I need somebody to find this out. I was just thinking that today, actually. I was going to bring that up. Has anybody found out if he's paid these bets?
I got a question. What happened with this Travis Hunter thing?
Oh, you really been out of the loop.
Holy crap.
I just know he flipped, but how in depth?
Oh, it was
nasty work, bro.
It was
nasty.
I mean, what makes it work? Like, Deion was Odell Haggins' roommate at Florida State. Like, Deion was like, I mean, I don't know the whole ins and outs. Obviously, I wasn't in the room, but rumor has it that, like, Deion was telling Odell, oh, we're going to bring him into Jackson State and, like, tell him how great Florida State, like, that's where that was going, right? I'm not saying it was dirty.
I just hear a lot of fans saying how traumatized they are with signing day.
Oh, yeah.
This is how, like, he seemed so locked in, man. Then signing day, there was no like crystal balls before the night before. There wasn't no cryptic hints of I may be flipping. It really just woke up the next day and it just went down. Like it was not a whole lot of, and then everybody see the signs afterwards. Like, oh man, we should have seen some things, but man, it really caught the recruiting world off guard, bro. Like prime, I think he got something tomorrow. I don't know exactly what it may be, but every signing day so far, he's been up to something.
I think he's losing somebody tomorrow.
He's losing Jordan Seaton for sure.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's out.
I'm not.
See, how do you feel
about
Georgia in the KJ Bolden battle? I'm hearing like Steve Wilfong think there's some Georgia heat. You feel comfortable with Kirby and the boys?
I think Georgia's the biggest threat for him. I'm sorry. I know the money that is being thrown, you know, everything is what people are saying. Obviously I'm not in the room. I don't know what those numbers are. But I have talked to one person who said that a lot of the smoke, a lot of the national media guys have either a source at Auburn, a source at Georgia, who hear these numbers and they're like, this kid, there's no way he can turn it down. Right. I mean.
That's crazy.
So again,
type of numbers. Like, refuse. That's some Godfather shit right there.
And again, it's not that Florida State's not broke. This is a rumor made up by like Mario and whatever that collective is that he's got going on. But I think Mike Norvell and I think the staff is more comfortable spending that money on portal kids.
Which makes more sense. Just keep it a bean. I think recruiting is changing, right? I talked about this on Twitter a little bit today. You got to kind of figure, like, if you want to invest in a kid, that you're going to have to recruit again next winter. The portal kids, that investment's a little bit different because they're going to come in and produce right away. As you've seen with Florida State this year, they went all in and it kind of paid off with the 13-0. But those kids, like 9 times out of 10, are gonna be there for the duration of whatever contract you're paying them. Like, some of these kids can get paid this year, go through a year, sit on the bench, and jump right back in the portal next year and get. And you got to re-recruit those kids and get new contracts all over again because everything's just a 1-year deal. So I'm in a flux, bro. I'm not like I want a good high school class, but I ain't tripping on it. It's not like yesterday's recruiting. Like, you could go fill these holes with guys that can help you out immediately in the transfer portal. So, I mean, paying on projections and a lot of that. Jeremiah Smith is the exception to the rule because I think he comes in and produces right away. He's that type of talent. But there's very few guys that could come in and do that. KJ Bolden is one of those type of guys. I think he could come in and produce right away, but it's still a risk with a true freshman and him entering the portal again next year. A kid from Georgia, who Georgia's going to continue to recruit. As you see, they about to bring in ETN. They're going to still try and go get him. So it's all a risk.
It is. And, you know, I even think back to just even the Travis Hunter flip, right? I mean, that kid is an amazing player, and I'm not taking anything away from him, but you put him in Power 5 play, and, you know, he's small. He's small, and he's injury nice, prone. He is nice, very, though. Like, look. But another team would not have him playing both ways.
No, that's facts.
I think with the injuries and stuff with him, you know, playing both ways is a different situation if he was in a regular, you know, college program. But I mean, it sucks. And I don't know if he's going to flip. I was more worried about Travis Hunter flipping because I kind of heard something like that day that just made me go, oh, like the day before signing day that day, that I was going, why are we even asking about him flipping? Because, you know, he's making bets with people that he's going to play at Florida State. So I was like, why is this even up in the air? So that just kind of gave me this. Yeah, he bet fans online.
It's a Palm Beach County kid, bro. Oh,
he'll
5-6-1, baby.
Get some money out of it. He'll get.
Yeah, 5-6-1, get to the money. Shout out to Post, man. Like, 5-6-1, get to the money. Travis Hunter did it real nasty, bro.
But, yeah.
I mean, what are you gonna
mean,
do?
Like, through the hat. I mean, it was weird. It was weird that, you know, that Deion was okay with it. But I think that was more of, like, he was still mad that he didn't get the job.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I hope he's mad enough to pull this off with Lester as well. How you feel about Charles Lester right now?
I think that is 150% he's going to be at Florida State Seminole. I'm not even worried about that.
I hate to hear that. Is he signing Saturday? What's the announcement that he put? He's put that he's having he's signing a signing party Saturday. Is he signing tomorrow morning or is it?
Yeah. I think he's signing tomorrow morning. And in fact, I believe he's still in Tallahassee right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, he's talking about showing up at like bowl practice and stuff. Like, we don't know anything. After living through Travis Hunter with all the stuff he said and like,
sound like he lived through Katrina or something, man.
Like, I swear, like, that was bad. But what do you think, Silk, about LJ McCray?
I think he's firm. Pause. From what I'm hearing. Yeah. From what I'm hearing on my side, like, it's signed, sealed, delivered type situation. I'm waiting. I forgot to ask Steve Wilfong about Zay Mincy and what he's hearing. I dropped the ball on that Gator fan. Sorry about that. But I'm feeling even better about his teammate, Zay Mincy, as of late this evening, which I thought he was a Miami lean for a while.
I agree.
But what I'm hearing in the last 24 hours is that we're feeling a little bit better. Who knows with all this? You never know what and the Connection Boys can pull up with down to Miami last minute, but from what I'm hearing, LJ McCray is going to stick. They're not here. They're not feeling like he's wavering at all. And we're feeling better about his teammate, Zay Mincy, is what I'm hearing.
Okay, well, I actually would love that because the rumor about KJ Bolden is that he's going to go with LJ McCray. So
that would be Auburn then. Or Florida State. But I don't see that. The education part of L.J. McCray, from what I know, his mom is really big on that. She was a lady that...
There's a lot of Florida State fans that think that L.J. could flip. I'm not seeing it. But again, I'm not... I think he's firm with Florida. I think a lot of this is smoke, and I think some teams are not going to get a surprise. Some might. But I think Florida State fans are going to be upset because they just might get who they already have committed.
Which is not a big deal. Like, I don't know why anybody could be upset about, like, recruiting them. Like, I could troll easily and be like, oh, Mike didn't do this with an undefeated season. But let's just be real here. Recruiting ain't what it is anymore. So what he doesn't get, we've seen Florida State pull up in the portal and get aggressive. So, and the portal's only getting better talent. I don't even think the lack of activity with Florida State in the portal right now even means a lot. Even though you guys got MJJ, shout out to that, Marvin Jones Jr. Committed to you guys out of the portal, which you hinted at before he even entered the portal. Shout out to Jen. Jen, you're a GOAT, too. You're a legend, too, Jen. Young legend.
Thank you for calling me young.
Of course. If I would have called you an old legend, they'd be like, what's silk on, man? That's an insult to a woman. But anywho, like I was saying, my take on the high school recruiting, you can't lose your mind. I want to see how everybody pans out with how they finish in the portal alongside the recruiting class, because as we can see, Florida State lost a lot to the draft, also lost some to the portal. They need immediate help. Most of these kids coming in that high school class is not going to be the people that fill out that starting depth chart. So I want to see how they close with the talent that's in the portal and how aggressive they get in back-to-back years. That's what I'm more concerned with than these high school classes. I think all three programs are going to have solid high school classes. Miami bringing in like 50 people, so they should finish with a top five class after getting like 75 people in the recruiting class. But overall, I think all three programs, Miami may finish at the top. But then they got to fill out their roster and get some starters as well. I think that the overall picture of transfer portal in the high school class will tell us a lot more.
So, I mean, but how would Miami finish at the top right now? Are you thinking they're going to get someone?
They're in it for some. Well, they thinking they. This is how they finish on top. Shout out to Amon. He ain't here today, but they will land Jeremiah Smith, obviously. Flip a Darius Hayes. You have Zay Mintz here in the fold. Just guys like that. I think there's like a couple 5 stars that they will have to flip, and then I think Darius Hayes is a high 4-star. Zay Mintz is a high 4-star. So they got some real big fish that they could pull in here, and they hot right now. But I mean,
but you're hearing good stuff about Mincy for you.
For me, I am. But Miami fans feel good as well with Zay
Mintz. They feel good about everybody.
Yeah,
right. I'm about to say like. They are the off-season champions, as I said.
This is their time. Yeah, this is their time. And I'm not going to lie. I wish my team was a little bit more careless with their bread and just throwing around NIL money like Miami was. Because they throwing that shit around a little bit, Kenny. Pause. They throwing it, bro.
They have to.
I'm about to say, they got to, but...
they have to.
In a sense, like, I think as a coach, I think I would want to get the class who I know that's coming, because it's like that's loyalty at the end of the day. These kids now, they'll have you heartbroken, as I see. That's why.
Oh yeah, these kids don't care about your feelings and shit.
Yeah. And even when I deal with them in the foundation, I don't fully like get in depth with what they decided and what they gonna do. I just want to develop them because I know this is different than what I'm used to.
No, it's a different world. These kids will be committed to you for 12 months, man. And when that bag comes, you're going to find out how they out.
Travis Hunter was committed for, what, 2.5 years?
Yeah.
2 years?
Yeah, he's getting nasty, man. You got to stay out of the box.
Look, that was the wildest thing I've ever – I think that probably takes the cake over – who was – Alex Collins, was that his name? That's mom took his
legend.
Letter of intent.
Rest in peace, Alex Collins passed away. Yes, he did.
Yeah. But which is so sad. I mean, crazy. But his mom took his letter of intent and like took
bounce.
Off, right?
Yeah, she bounced. Hauled ass. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want him to go to Miami either, so I can't.
But Arkansas? Didn't he go to Arkansas or something crazy?
Yeah, I mean,
that's nasty.
Yeah, where did he go?
I prefer my son to go to Miami or Arkansas. That's for sure with it. I'm not trying to visit Arkansas on a regular to see my kid.
Have you ever been to Fayetteville?
Don't want to go to Fayetteville. I don't think I want to go to the whole state of Arkansas ever. Like, there's no reason for me to ever go there.
You know, living in Memphis, we have that big M bridge, you know, and once you cross it, that's Arkansas, right? And I'm just like, sometimes when I have to go over there, it's the worst.
Where we at with my man Cam Ward?
All right, so here is what the longer it drags out, the more I think it's Cam Ward to Florida State.
Why is that?
Because DJ would have committed on Sunday.
Does DJ have other options? Like, why DJ sitting around acting like he the side chick, bro? Like, go love yourself, DJ. Don't let them boys treat you like that, man.
His other options were, he was interested in were Louisville and Mississippi State, and they both got their guys over the weekend. So, I don't know for sure. I mean, I honestly don't know. And I honestly, he could be going to the NFL.
I like this. Yeah, now NFL is still on the books. Cam Ward is waiting for an OSU offer. He doesn't want to play for FSU. I hope so, Carlos. I hope you're right, Mr. Cruz. I hope he goes pro.
It's not going to come from OSU.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Why won't it happen for OSU? They don't like his talents, or they already got their guy, right?
They
already got a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're really good with their quarterback room. They're happy with it. So it's not going to be Ohio State. I think it's about money. I think Cam is looking for a better deal with a certain school other than the one who's offered him the big bag.
Man, he better the man than me, because Miami and a couple $1 million sound fine. I'll be out there vibing, Kenny. Nah, we might win five games, but we might not kneel the ball. But I'm going to have this duffel bag and be on Collins, baby.
I think he does want to win. I think he wants to win big games. I think he wants to win conference championship games. I think he has heard the quarterback killer.
Mario.
Yeah. I mean, look on my show tonight, we had Kendarius Jones, who plays for the Lions. He used to play at Memphis under Mike, right? And he was talking about it. He goes, Miami has more problems than a quarterback.
What do you think Miami problems are?
He was mentioning the coaching. He was mentioning the
fan base.
Well, that too.
Strippers at a tailgate, all that shit.
When did Miami not do tight ends?
Yeah, the tight end, the room was mid too. I know a lot of people like Jaleel Skinner when he came in. I thought he was undersized as a tight end and not explosive. So to be an undersized as far as weight wise and not be explosive, like out of in and out of your routes and breaks and stuff, I just didn't think he was that impressive. And you seen the Bama and the Georgia offers fall off the table for him late, and Miami thought they got one. But I always thought that he just wasn't that good. So the room is lacking talent. And I don't even think they did great with trying to get – I know they tried to flip Amir Jackson, our tight end, down the stretch. They didn't get that to happen. So the room, you can't force feed the lack of talent in that room. So I think it's a combination of both. It's weird that Miami don't have tight end, like, play right now, but the room is also Reggie.
Yeah, it's just – I don't know. There's something going on with Miami that they – I don't – I know what they're saying about their recruiting class and they're winning, you know, they're going to be a top two, you know, whatever.
Now I'm hating on Miami, bro. I was just a Miami fan last week by Florida State.
Yeah, you are.
You see how this works? Like, I can't even hate. I can't hate in peace, Kenny. I try to hate on them boys. You see the action of getting in the comments, man? I can't even hate them. I'm trying to hate while I'm not here.
Nah, you can't.
Where is he?
He's in a basketball league, man. He be dunking.
In this old man league.
In the old man league. He dunking on 50-year-old air conditioned and plumber guys and shit, man.
I figured he was at their 7-5, off-season, championship parade or something.
Oh, no. The parade's going to be tomorrow. I thought they finished top in the state of recruiting. They're gonna finish top dog, and they're gonna drop confetti. You know, they're gonna do videos.
You think they're gonna finish top? You know, I mean, they have to get Jeremiah Smith. You know what else
they gonna
do?
They gonna be at our game down in Miami. They gonna be. I hate this shit.
That's gonna be you. We gotta go to Miami this year, and we gotta go check out the extravaganza of the defensive tackle at the script tailgate. We gotta make that happen this year, Kenny, since the game's in Miami.
Did y'all see the troll of that Biggie Noel, I think, did, where he was like, God, what did he say? Cam Ward's dad, or they wanted to see the stadium, but Mario couldn't get the key.
I did hear that.
Hey, RQ305, come find me, man. You want to take the bets on that, man? Find me.
No, I don't bet Miami fans, man. It's already three.
I got one for the Rutgers bowl game right now.
I'm not even a gambler, but this year they were talking crazy, and literally I haven't heard from them three Miami fans since.
Oh, we don't know how they may come back on the show.
Look, since the clock hit zero, so
it's that guy came on here wild and reckless. So we gotta watch out Hey man, I'm not don't try to bet money to me in the comments. Let me get my bets off, bro. I know what I'm doing. Miami can't even find a quarterback right now. They ain't finna get Cam Ward. They let the other quarterback go to Ohio State. They're gonna wait out. What's up?
And they're in on KJ Jefferson now. That's the other sign that I think is the
jigs up.
That they may not be getting Cam Ward because they are now in on the KJ Jefferson parade.
Yeah, you know? They had Rick Ross go to 112 and all that, and you still with? That's crazy. What's happened with Luke Crummerhawk? I see him put a loyalty tweet out there. Who was trying to pull up on Luke?
Georgia.
Georgia don't respect y'all gangster.
So, well, they tried to flip him. They gave him a call, which is, I will say this about Mike, like that gives me.
KJ Jefferson did beat me. A great point there. OTW903.
Well, somebody had a response that was like, well, KJ Jefferson would be like to Mario, well, you can't ruin me. I'm already mid.
I'm
sorry. That's funny.
KJ, it's an interesting quarterback. I think he's Ja'Cory Brown Jr. I mean, senior. He's like Ja'Cory Brown dad. If KJ Jefferson had a baby, it would be Ja'Cory Brown. But he's able to run a little bit better. He beat us with his legs with Arkansas. Yeah, what a fucking torture of a game. He was stunk it up passing the ball. Like, he couldn't pass worth nothing. And then we just wouldn't contain or watch a quarterback draw, then spy him. Our defense was abysmal. Our linebacker play was mid. But anywho, man, enough of that. I don't want to keep reliving that game.
Well, I wouldn't either. But I mean, you guys bring up Jacksonville State to me all the time, so I'll bring up Arkansas if I have to.
That's not the same level, Jen.
Georgia Southern?
Now you're going back too far. I got an answer for anything you say right now.
Oh, so what's too far? What's too
Georgia
far?
Southern, whatever year.
Oh, Georgia Southern, too far.
That exact year is going back too far. We were injured a lot, man. We was missing our entire team.
The quarterback that started for Florida State just had, like, no knee. Like, what are you talking about?
The quarterback that started for Florida State didn't have no knee? Who, Milton?
Yeah.
That was Mike's fault. He didn't believe in the 5-6-1 kid.
I mean, no. I didn't disagree with you on that, but I'm just saying, you know, they put him in that game because of the miraculous thing he did against Notre Dame the week before. We all know how this went down.
What
the
else
media was like fawning. It was just gross.
Who are you ironing in the portal? Is there any other moves that we should know about? I don't think there's a lot of surprises coming from the big three tomorrow. I think Miami got some tricks up their sleeve for tomorrow. Even with the Kendall Jackson move, that's why I think Miami got some more tricks up their sleeve. Kendall Jackson decommitting from Miami, flipping to Texas A&M today wasn't him wanting to flip because Miami just not the spot for him. I think he was pushed out. And I think they're pushing kids out for bigger fish. So I think there are some surprises here. I wish Amon was on the show to give us some, you know, insider heat, even though he don't like to give it to us. Pause. There is some smoke going on in Miami with some bigger fish, and they're pushing kids out. Kenneth Jackson was originally committed to Florida. There's a mutual splitting ways there. He commits to Miami. That changed right the day before signing day, and he goes to Texas A&M. He is out there with Coach Chaos Spencer, who was our defensive line coach, so he has that connection. But it's definitely something brewing on going on down in Miami.
I like the USC edge, Corey Foreman.
Yeah. USC got a DB that entered it, Domani Jackson as well. I like him as well.
I like him too. Let me think. What do you think about Malachi Nelson, right?
He's looking for, like, originally there was some Auburn smoke there and some SEC smoke, but the way that the quarterback spot is now, like, it's best to go get reps. So there's some TCU in there. There's some, like, just smaller schools, even Mississippi State. But there's no big dogs, because I think there's some big dogs that want to, like, fish at him. But it's best for him to maybe just go get some reps at a smaller school and then enter the portal again, like everybody else, and get paid. That's what it's becoming. Like, you use the smaller schools as, like, a farm league. At quarterback, it's only one spot. Like, receiver, there's four, right? DB, there's four or five. Like, there's a lot of flexibility to get on the field. Quarterback, it's just not a lot of play there, you know, not a lot of backup reps. So I think he's looking to get some reps and then get re-recruited in the portal somehow.
Well, I also saw that he was interested in going to South Carolina, which, you know, is Florida State's farm school. So I was like, okay, let his ass go there, get some reps, bring his ass in next year. Let's do it.
Yeah, USC brought in a transfer quarterback as well. Who did USC bring in?
Mm-mm.
They didn't.
Will Howard is not committed yet.
I think it's interesting how, so that's two. McCord did the same thing at Ohio State. As soon as Lincoln Riley or these quarterbacks, Lincoln Riley's trying to put up on DJ Lagway as well. They offering the big duffel bag.
What I was going to say to you today. I just heard that. I did just hear that.
We ain't scared. That bag big. So we with the shits with Lagway. Like, yeah.
Where can he go? Did he leave?
He'd probably be back. I don't know. Sometimes he goes out, comes back in. We'll see. Let me check my phone. Maybe he had to jet out of here.
But he may have to.
Texas A&M in. This ain't our normal recording night, so we kind of pulled this up together late, right before signing day. We figured we'd get some content off. But Lagway is definitely getting bigger duffel bags and offers from Texas A&M as of late, and also USC. To see if there's some interest in if this was a Rashada situation, we'd be screwed. But this kid is not getting into
I agree, and I think LJ McCray sticks with Florida. I really do. I have not. If LJ flips, I think that starts the dominoes of the Mincy, the KJ Bolt. I think that's where it all starts. If KJ Bolden goes to Georgia or Auburn, I think that's – I mean, what time does either one – what time does LJ sign?
I don't have a specific time. Because
I would be looking at those dominoes, because they've been talking back and forth on the social medias and stuff with the eyeballs. And it really could just be to get fans all riled up, you know?
Mostly.
I mean – I don't know. I'm still very comfortable with KJ, but I'm still kind of going, because living through Travis Hunter, I don't know.
Yeah, Kenny's getting some type of error. He texted me and showed me a picture. He's getting some type of error with the app.
Poor thing.
And won't let him back in. But, I feel comfortable with our top guys. We're going to lose a few here, and that's fine. We just got to go make some moves in the portal. Defensive back is a spot that we just got a guy, Chiquizi, defensive back that's out in Oregon. He committed. We also got Joey Slackman, which was a good get in the transfer portal. Some people have him as the number one interior defensive lineman out of Penn. He was Ivy League Player of the Year. It was huge when we missed on Brandon Fisk last year. Fisk is a straight-up dog, and we didn't get aggressive with trying to get any of those type of guys. So I do like that we got some guys that could get off a little bit. We got space eaters like Cam Jackson, Caleb Banks and also Big Desmond Watson. They eat up space, but there's no get off. They can't collapse a pocket or anything like that. So the good that we got two guys at position of need. We also got an offensive lineman. I'm forgetting his name off the top of my head. Got like
three yeah, first names or
something crazy. We're getting hot right now in the portal a little bit. We got three good ones. I still need us to close on a receiver or two. And there's some good work out there. Evan Stewart just entered the transfer portal. Wouldn't mind, like, Jeremiah Smith and a lot of these high school guys sound good, but I wouldn't mind throwing a big duffel bag at Evan Stewart, getting him into the fold. Like I said, Dumani Jackson, the DB out of Cal, the pass rusher, out of USC, the pass rusher that just entered the portal. What's his name out of USC again, Jen?
Oh, crap. I just had it up. Oh, crap.
Don't sweat. Hang on.
Give me 2 seconds.
You find it. But it's some good work. And the transfer portal, you could jump too early. I think some programs took in some mid early, and there's still a lot of good work still entering the portal. We'll see how it all plays out. But for Billy Napier to survive next fall, these high school recruits ain't going to save his job. You know, you need those guys to build up depth and everything like that and build your program. But for him to keep his job, he got to win next year.
So Walter Nolan is one that I covet so bad, and now he's officially down to Oregon and Ole Miss.
Yeah.
That kid's so good.
Yeah, he's good. He's a gangster. Like, get off in Mean Street. It's a different
it's
type
Corey
of guy.
Foreman. It's Corey Foreman. It's the
edge
from USC. Yeah. So I, you know, the portal is so weird, you know, and now you have to re-recruit these kids in high, you know, at the high school kids you bring in, you have to do it every year. It's kind of becoming a mess. And again, I'm going to go back to my idea I had earlier. You need to do a buyout for these kids.
Facts.
It's
hard to do one because it's just such a year-to-year thing, but like...
It is, but the school could pay it. The school that's taking them from you could pay the buyout. Like, I don't see how that would be a big deal. I'm not punishing the kid for it. I'm saying the school that comes in and takes them could pay the buyout.
I ain't mad at that situation, but I think there's a lot of, like, there's so much other things have to happen for that to be a thing. But there's got to be some type of balance. Like, the fans are losing their mind, and I get it because, like, there's a lot of fans. You go on message boards, like, hey, man, text me the fall of next year when all these rosters are set because we're going to lose more players as well in the next window. Like, the transferring is not done. Players are going to play spring ball, see where they're at on depth charts, and get re-recruited all over again. Tampering is going to happen all over again. So everything's in a flux. Tomorrow is going to be bananas. I think there's some flips that aren't on Steve Wilkfong's radar, on our radar. You know, it means maybe some guys that are going to let us down as far as Gators tomorrow that we don't even know about. But right now, top end of it, I feel good about Darius Hayes. He's going to Miami. We're losing him. You can drop that crystal ball.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, no, Darius Hayes is out. Once he flaked on, because we had an in-home visit, and he went down to Miami for an official visit, that's tea leaves, man. You could go ahead and, you know, kiss the baby, in the words of Ocho Cinco.
Yeah, I just, oh, man, I was kind of thinking he was going to stick, so.
Nah, I feel good at linebacker with, we still got Aaron Childs, and also, man, I won't forget my other linebacker, Graham. We also have Miles Graham at linebacker, two elite blue chippers. So we're fine at the position. We got two elite guys there. Hayes would have been just, you know, pouring it on, but that'll be a good gift for Miami.
Yeah, I mean they'll be in the – I mean, I honestly think that Blount kid is going to be in the portal in a year.
Highly possible. When all the shenanigans go down, I didn't like that he reclassified as well, so – reclassified kids rarely pan out.
And I'm not going to go mean, but like when family and stuff start bashing, she's supposedly friends with Randy Shannon. I don't understand where this is all going or what happened, but it's kind of a bad look. As far as I mean, it just looks very red flaggy when you flip flop, and then reclassify, and then all. I mean, And then you have your parents involved.
Jen, you thought he was gonna pull back up for a second though, Jen. You thought he was coming back for, you know.
No, I said somebody had said that. I didn't believe it. And honestly, when he committed to Florida State or flipped from Miami, I never believed he was gonna be in the class. You can go watch some of my shows. I said that from the beginning. Nope.
Yeah, I like those type of kids, man. South Florida specials, baby. It's never over with a South Florida kid.
And it always is. My God. It's just.
Oh, man, my whole life. Hold on a second. Right. Now, keep talking. Keep talking. I'm here. I just got to cut my camera off and fix my mic.
Oh, no. I just, it's so weird, just all this recruiting stuff. And recruiting has changed so much. Like, you used to be able to go log in on that morning and then see who signed their letter of intent. You didn't have all this stuff from days before. I don't know.
Love yourself tomorrow. Don't lose your mind. Crazy things are going to happen. So how do you think you guys finish top in the state? You don't see Miami surpassing y'all? Like, where you at with it?
I think if Miami was going to surpass, they'd have to get Jeremiah Smith. And again, if Brian Hartline didn't leave Ohio State, I'm not seeing it. Like, I think he stays with Ohio State. But again, okay, well, follow the visits. He's visited Florida State 15 times. His last visit was Florida State. So, but then he goes to Miami a lot too, under the radar. So again, that's a South Florida kid.
You expecting any more Florida State players to enter the portal, or you guys kind of closed down there? You feeling safe about the NIL situation?
I think the NIL is fine. That's a rumor started, you know, basically by Mario and his crew, but the NIL
is a good rumor to start. That's a fire rumor to start. Starting like these people are broke rumors when it's time to pay people, that's a good strategy.
It is. And it's also interesting from, you know, a fan base who has a 50-yard, you know, practice facility. I mean, it's just gross, but they don't have their own stadium, you know, whatever, you know, call other people broke. But Miami's not broke, I guess. Is Ruiz, did his credit card get turned back on? Do we know? What are we doing?
What are you talking about? I don't think Ruiz. Life Wallet may, as a business, may be out of order, but the actual Life Wallet, I think he's still swiping that card. I think Ruiz is still down there dropping his duffels. The Kane Connection boys, they definitely getting busy. While Life Wallet, the app, if you bought some stock in, you probably lost your bread. But as far as NIL, they still getting a little reckless with it and giving Mario all that. I mean, that's why they brought Mario down there. They say he was going to be able to keep certain kids home. He's an elite recruiter, and he's proven that. Even after last year, you know, what that season turned out to be, he held on to a lot of kids I thought would flip. And then now with a little bit better of a season, they're heating up down the stretch. Mario doing what Mario do. Just like the fan base, he's an off-season champion. He's going to do his thing in that time. That's what they brought him down to do, to retain and keep and bring elite talent.
I've had to bring Florida State fans down. They're like, oh, look at Miami. What do they do with all that talent? They've never done anything with it. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Everybody complains about the ACC. So again, tell me why Miami has yet to win it.
Yeah, just go green screen, Kenny. Don't stress it. Welcome back, man. That's a nice haircut you got too, by the way.
Oh, thank you, man. I went long with that. Boom.
Well, there
I'm
we
getting
go.
Better at this technology
there
shit.
You go, dog. Look at you, man.
There you go.
Change on background. That shit crazy.
See, I've got to get a green screen too. I've got to get one.
I got to figure out why I've been lagging lately. I've been like.
That's why I refreshed the thing, because it was lagging. And I was like.
I don't know what's up with it. Like, anywho. We about to wrap up anyway, Kenny. We just winding down, talking a little bit of Miami. Amon and I here, so. Everybody on here talking about like we hating on Miami. I'm not hating on Kane's Connection. I'd say I wish we could. My program was a little bit more reckless with the checks. You know, if it ain't my money, so I think everybody should spend more money. And they'd be like, Jerris Meyer Smith want $5 million. I'm like, shit, give him 10.
Uh-huh. Like, I agree.
It ain't my bread. Like, I don't, like, yeah, pay him. We want to win or what? You feel me? And that's where I'm at with it. But I'm just a fan.
I agree. You know, I'll hate on Miami because, well, they haven't been relevant.
Do your thing.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't been relevant again since, like, the 90s. I mean, I think Tennessee and Miami fans are the ones fighting for the irrelevancy trophy. That are the loudest fan base, right? I've never seen anything like, I mean, or Cowboy fans. I don't know. I'm just saying.
They about to be crazy on the timeline tomorrow, Kenny. Y'all.
When does it start? Early morning or a certain dead period?
No, nah, they'll be all day with it as far
7 a.m.?
As like, yeah, from 7 a.m. all the way to nighttime. Like commitments
will be going I don't even want to get on social media.
I'm supposed to go live tomorrow, and honestly, I just want to take gummies and sleep through it.
Yeah, that's what I did all fall. I took gummies and slept through that shit, Jen.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. But like, yeah, I don't know. The NIL stuff has really, I mean, you know, Silk, you probably used to be into recruiting, right? You used to be into it. Like, it used to be fun. It was like a fun in February, right?
Where's it going? Long gone.
Like, I used to take off work for it. Only because I used to love sitting there watching ESPN, watching grown-ass men in these stadiums, you know, they'd go into their gyms and sign their letter of intent and people would boo these kids. And I was like, this is so funny. So I used to do that like all day. And now it's just.
It was fun just to see how it evolved to now, just going through it myself. It was just like, this is crazy. Like, I can say the recruits probably say it's not fun for them as well. So it's probably a lot
of shit. Like they having a blast. Like,
even if you are like one of those like humble recruits who just like to work and just get to a university, it's probably not easy just to turn your mindset into like a business mode. You know what I mean? Versus back in our time, it was just you really picking where you're going to spend your life at.
Yeah.
So.
It's probably difficult
all around for the coaches. I just got off the phone with O'Leary an hour ago and just talking with him about all this stuff. They ain't getting ready for a bowl game. You know, it's not the easiest thing to do, you know.
Yeah, fuck that bowl game. Y'all need to get some recruits and fill out next year's roster, bro. That shit over with. Hey, tell Nick we need him on the show. Another 5'6" legend, man.
Oh my God.
I don't know if y'all know, but that's Jack Nicholson's grandson.
No, is it?
Yeah, just insider information.
That, man, you must be in the know because ESPN didn't say it every damn time. 17 times a game.
Did they really?
Did you know that's.
Yeah, you was playing, Kenny, but yeah, I heard that shit.
I didn't know they would bring that up every time.
Every 5 seconds. And I really think Kirk almost like messed his pants in the Clemson game when Nick like demolished Tavaris Barnes? Yeah. Demolished Tavaris. Why do I know this? I don't know. Demolished him on this play. He just absolutely rolled over him. And I think Kurt probably went to the bathroom in his pants. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. And just to the Miami fans in the comments, AR got a grown man. He's dunking on plumbers and electricians, mailmen. He's playing the basketball. Like, he's right out there breaking ankles of old men and bragging about it. But they made it to the championship of a grown man league, so he's missed today.
Sorry, Miami fans. Y'all, I guess, will have to go back to your message boards, which is where you live anyway.
So, Amon had the Armando Blunt flip. Like, here's some behind the scenes, right? So, Amon's been hitting at it in the group chat for a couple weeks. Hey, Kenny, I got a surprise for you in a couple weeks, man. It was the Armando Blunt flip, and we were supposed to go down there, and me just being nosy. Lion was going down there to film some College Hunks commercial stuff for him. And then they was going to squeeze into Armando Blunt some trolling and flip stuff. But God had other plans, and it storm. It was, you know, all that rain we got last week. Yeah. It rained from sun up to sundown, so they couldn't go film. So it ruined some of Amon's trolling and stuff for the timeline.
I don't even think that would be trolling. I don't understand any.
It was before he canceled
fan.
The visit.
No, I think I'm telling you, the moment he flipped to Florida State from Miami, most were like, this kid is not sticking in this class. So I don't even know that it would have been the troll he thought it was going to be.
I don't know. I've seen some tape saying that LJ McCray wasn't the take because you guys wanted Blunt. That's what the streets were saying.
No, nobody in their right mind was saying that. If somebody said that, they're an idiot.
Double French fry, no cardio show said that.
That's stupid. That's not true at all. Like, all right.
No more jokes.
Yeah, like, look, I can only say for me, and I can only say for people I talk to, but, like, most people were like, yeah, this kid is going to be a little bit of a roller coaster.
Yeah. I already knew the vibes for him. That's why I like LJ McCray so much, man. The kid's locked in. We ain't worried about the flip-flopping late. Shout out to the Lagways, bitch. Being loyal people, man. Like, it's hard to find that these days. I don't know if I'd be a loyal.
I thought it was
Luke Carmono.
The kid started, I got on Twitter today, and the kid started following me. But apparently, I guess he's been loyal, commit to Florida State, the running back.
Oh, Cam Davis. Yeah, Cam been locked
in.
Yeah.
I guess he's been locked in.
Some crazy bags, yeah.
He's been locked in and just vibing from the jump, so.
Yeah, I like that
old school shit, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, it's still a hit. I like both, man. I like the shenanigans a little bit because I got a podcast to do.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? So I like the shenanigans, but if I'm a fan, I like the kid that commits and then, you know, stays loyal to his word and, you know, his word being bun and all that. But
so remind me, what was it? Was it Copeland? Was the kid that committed to?
Yeah, Jacob Copeland.
Yes. He committed to Florida and his mom wanted him at Alabama, or was it the other way around? Am I missing that?
Mom wanted him at Alabama. He chose Florida, and she had the craziest, saddest face on signing day. I swear to myself, I'll never be that parent. Like, if my son, I don't care what he chooses, it could be a rival of Florida. I'm not going to ruin his moment with my emotions of fanhood. She was just
she was mad.
Pissed that he didn't go to Alabama.
Yeah. I was just going to say, he said Alabama, and she goes, no, the hell you're not, or something like that. Yeah. Like, she said it. Yeah, it was. Anyway, Kenny. Sorry.
Folks don't realize how hard a scholarship is to come across. Like,
She walked out of the commitment. I think it's like, even with like the fans that are like,
she walked out.
These kids, she walked out of the commitment, man. It was nasty.
Well, I couldn't imagine Mama Shaw doing that. Like, that sounds weird as shit. I don't know.
It's just you gotta let them be grown men.
No,
if he wanted to go to Tennessee, I would.
But I'm just gonna be
some Go-Vol shit. It. I'm gonna be real with you. I gotta support my kid, man. I'm just gonna be on some. I might not put that shit on. But yeah. I'm definitely be there to support mine. And you just got to. It's hard to, like, some of the fans that they be getting mad, like, of the players that even negotiating and trying to get more money and do business, it take a lot of investment of time, money, resources, and everything else to get to that spot to have those opportunities. And those kids, like people be saying, like, you're going to make $100K. They're not going to make that anywhere else. Nobody else could do what they're doing. Like, you can't go run a 4.3 40 and jump and do a 40-inch vertical and do a lot of the stuff these athletes are doing. So they're doing things the average person can't do. So they should get paid a little bit more than the average kid their age and people that are just going to school just to, you know, learn. They're not bringing in that type of money and business to the university. So these kids deserve what they're getting. And I just hope KJ Bolden, I said all that to say this, I hope KJ Bolden goes to Auburn, not Georgia, because that does nothing for me.
Yeah,
I still got to see him. He go to Georgia, so that does nothing for me.
Well, I mean, Because your class has gone to hell in a handbasket.
No, it hasn't. Don't put my shit in the hell in the handbasket now. We're going to get a couple. We're going to be all right. We're going to balance out a little bit, Jen.
Just all right.
I mean, y'all had that June, July.
Y'all not far off y'all from us. We're going to be in the same park. Kenny, after y'all get y'all shit flipped.
I don't know. I don't.
I think we're going to be good regardless, truthfully.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, look, that coaching staff knows what's going on. I feel like if something flips again, they're not going to be pants like they were with Travis Hunter again. They might have something up their sleeve. And it wouldn't surprise me if they did.
Who, Florida State?
Yeah.
I seen Benji Brown on the timeline. He recruiting. I'm like, damn, he got everybody on staff, don't he?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy to me. We need a comedian on our team.
I ain't watching Black no on meth. Tomorrow.
We ain't got no help from the celebrities.
Yeah, though. If I didn't have to be live tomorrow, I probably would do the same. Like, honestly, take some gummies, drink some wine, sleep it off for a day.
I'm going to the beach tomorrow.
It's cold as hell.
Yeah, I ain't going to get in the water, Kenny. I might jump in. I might put my feet in and you know, recharge myself. But I'm just going to take in the sounds and get some meditation in. These 17-year-olds not about to stress me out. I tell you that shit. I got a life to live, baby. I'm going to cheer for who there in the fall, Kenny.
It's going to be one or two.
Did y'all see that Shark Attack stuff that was, like, from the Bahamas?
No.
I don't know that I'm... Look, I, like... We had a condo in Destin, went all the time. Like, this is like where we went, right? All the time. I went out into the ocean just, but that shark
flexing
jumping up.
You got the condo in Destin. She flexing a little bit, Kenny. She.
I like Destin.
Yeah. It's nice Destin. Out there. That's where all the rich coaches live at. Go ahead. Continue, Jen.
That shark jumped up out of the water and ate this woman off of a paddleboard in the Bahamas.
I got to see this now.
I ain't seen that. I don't know if I want to see it.
You know, it's not on video, but it's like it's the newest story. All these shark attacks are happening in the Bahamas. But if you want to see a video of a shark attack, go watch that poor kid from Egypt. Ugh.
No, I just think they tied all these this tourist activity, honestly.
Do you blame them?
Nah, I'm one with the nature, so I like looking at
the sharks tied to the tourists.
Man, every year they come down here
with this shit. Let's eat somebody.
Hey, I like to do touristy shit, but when it comes to animals in their natural habitats, I know they're getting tired of us just invading their shit all the time. You know what I mean? Like making a dollar out of just, let's go in their area and just see what they're doing.
So they gentrifying the ocean too?
Man. Yeah. You can't feel it though. Every time you look up, they got something a new little tourist activity.
Got her leg ripped off standing on top of a paddle board.
That's crazy.
Like that is wild. Like
that's why I just meditate at the beach. I don't really be out there swimming and shit like that. I just be out there.
See, I would take like sea-doos out to the sandbars. Oh, no, I would do the sea-doos out to the sandbar, jump off, get, like, shells and stuff off there, hang out, swim around, do all these things. And now I'm going, what the hell? How am I alive? I have no idea.
Hey, you got to get your ocean advice from Black people, Jen.
I go to the little sand dunes.
We keep it where we can walk in and see shit at, man. Other than that, man, give me a pool, baby. Ain't no sharks in this pool.
I've jumped off a boat, like, in the middle of the, like, just, oh, hey, let's go find some conch shells. What was I thinking? I have no idea.
I've done that before. Like, I've been out in the intercoastal and in some parts of the ocean and jumped off real quick just to swim and get back on the boat. I felt like thrill seeking. Then I started seeing more wildlife shit. And then shout out to my guy Post. I'm sorry, my guy Grimes on Twitter that always say, stay out of that water. You don't know what's in it. And as the more I've been on Twitter and seeing what the hell's in that water, I just been staying out of it. It ain't for me.
It's so, I mean, I got in so much trouble.
They say that's where the space is at. They say space is really the deep sea and not up in the sky. Like, it depends on which conspiracy theorist you're talking to.
It's that trench thing, you know, the Mariana Trench or something, where they say all those weird, like, animals and stuff are. Anyway, I know this isn't what we were supposed to be talking about, but
oh, no, it's a roll up. We'll talk about anything. It could go any direction.
It's so interesting because you never know what kind of like, they say they find new species and stuff down there all the time. It's just kind of interesting.
Those are the real aliens. They find something that's a new species. What is that, Kenny? That's an alien, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unidentified, like, species. Like, space is really in the ocean. Let's get up out of here. Jen, tell the people where they can find you at. That's Zach Smith a podcast.
And did you watch? Guys did.
Yeah, I checked it out. I got to check it out. Zach Smith is always an entertaining dude. Good episode. Y'all make sure y'all tell the people where they can find all your podcasts at and your content, Jen.
Well, we have the Renegade Report, and you can catch us on YouTube. You can catch me at JenSanti1890 on Twitter and on Thursday we will be live, and also go back and watch the show where we had Zach Smith on Sunday. It was so fun. He was hilarious as usual. You know, he doesn't hold back.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. I had Zach on once. I had to edit the shit out of the show, Jen. He was on the slandering. I had Dan Mullen as my coach. My son had just went in Dan Mullen's locker room, took a picture with him. He was talking about Dan Mullen's side kid, how he used to pick him up from the airport and shout like, "Yup, got to get you up out of here." And edit that shit up out of that kitty.
It was that bad.
Yeah, you man, you're going to kill my access, bro. Fuck that.
My, you know, I was getting in trouble in the comments because I kept asking about the Swamp Kings because he was like there with Aaron Hernandez. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, but that's interesting. To me, but maybe I watch too much ID channel. I get it.
They should have put Zach Smith in Swamp Kings, man. Anyway, let me get up out of here. I was about to say a good joke, but I'm not going to do that. I got to go.
They're not going to do that. But as he calls it, it was an Urban Meyer fluff piece.
Of course it was a fluff piece. Florida wouldn't have fucking okayed a lot of this shit if it wasn't a fluff piece, man. One day we're going to get the real Swamp King story.
Go watch his show. He does a two-parter on it. It's actually really good.
I've seen clips of it. I haven't really finished the original Swamp Kings, to be honest with you, because I just know the real story. It wasn't. It was a fluff piece, man. It was some wild shit going down in Gainesville. It should have been more Miami 30 for 30 vibes, but it just wasn't. And I get it. Florida's not going to slander themselves and throw themselves under the bus. Such a prestigious educational institution. Let's get up out of here. Kenny, you got any shout outs? Shout out to No Nation, man. Don't worry about who we getting tomorrow, man. We're going to be all right.
We're going to be good, man. Y'all, No Nation, y'all just continue to support, man. Hey, best in the nation.
Best in the nation.
I ain't going to lie. This little piece of the college football is starting to turn into a positive because we are getting recognition from everybody. You know, people who not even in the college football scene.
Did you see my content that I did about my Mike Norvell tape? Boy, Florida State fans went crazy. I got DMs with threats, all type of shit.
And then I put it out. I guess I did a comment.
Yeah.
Putting it out and still they want my shit. They wouldn't leave you alone, bro. I said, bro, what the hell?
Yeah, man. I was doing it. Lions like, hey, man, you got to do something about Florida State, man, just to rile them up, man. What you got? I said, this was the same day we were supposed to went down with Amon, but it rained, so we just had some time. So we sitting in the cigar bar, hitting some cigars, and he's like, bro, let's do something. Like, just get some takes off before I head back to Orlando. I was like, fuck it, fire the camera up. And I just started saying some shit about Florida State and that take. He's like, that's the one.
That cigar was starting to kick your ass. That's what you...
It was, man. Like, people got to have a sense of humor, bro. Like, if you don't understand satire in the platform, that's one thing, bro. I'm not 100% serious with everything I say and do. You just got to figure out, like, what's trolling, what's to get a reaction out of you, and how mad you should be about that reaction, dog. But everything ain't 100%. Like, sometimes I'm just trying to piss y'all off, and it works sometimes.
Nah. Well, national shows picked up that damn trolling, you know, about how Mario couldn't get the keys to Hard Rock to take the awards into. Like, they took it like that was real. And I was like, guys, that's an elite troll. Like, stop. Right.
They don't get it, man. You can't. Well, I don't like to explain the jokes either. So once I got to start explaining the joke, then it just ain't for you.
You never know with Miami, though. Shit, they don't have some wild. They don't have some shit happen this year. You ain't see the strippers. You ain't see the knee was just an all time high of just.
That is true.
My guy tattooed Terry. What up, Terry? I'm about to pull up on you, man. I gotta get this sleeve redone. But that's the giant of a tattoo guy that me and Amon ran into. He's a fan of the show down in Miami. Make sure y'all go follow that man. He does great tattoo work.
I need my leg sleeve done, man.
Oh, we about to do some content with it. Like, we have Ryan filming. We can make it a thing for my guy tattooed Terry for sure.
I got to get one for my son. I only have my daughters on my arm, but I haven't picked one for my son. So I've got to do that too.
Let's make it happen.
Tattoo show.
Might as well. Let's get this content.
I don't need no cameras. I
might cry.
That's a different type of pain.
It might cry.
No,
for sure. Hey, certain points, certain parts of your body, they say that shit is.
Bro, on my wrist, bro. Yeah. They was hitting that bone on my wrist when I was doing it. I shed three tough tears.
I've got like this, and then like lower back, and then here too.
Oh, you got an old fashioned tramp stamp, Jen?
Oh no, not a tramp stamp. Like I meant lower back, like.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, that's what you say lower back. That what.
Yeah, I was thinking old school, I meant
lower shoulder.
Butterfly right there above the cheeks.
Old school sunrise.
Sunrise right above the cheeks.
No, I've actually broken my back. So like I have a surgery scar like right there.
Yeah.
Shoot.
At the lower back.
Hey, one time for all my Gator fans that pulled up kicking. We're gonna be all right. Like just vibe. The portal is popping. Billy, the class we're bringing in is super solid. We're going to close on some guys that, like Will Fong mentioned, the linemen. We'll get Jaden Ball. Running back class is absolutely crazy. I like the way it panned out. I know we lost Bowers, a Palm Beach County kid to Georgia. He's a three-star now. And the kid that we got, Kanan Daniels, to replace him, you know, he's like a top 10, 12 back in the country. So good evals there. I like Jaden Ball, where we at with him in the battle with Bama for him. He leaves Arkansas, very talented kid. So we're going to close, and I think those running back spots, that's a position you could play, and Billy has shown that he'll play true freshman that. He did that with ETN. Both of those guys are going to be guys that can contribute next fall. But most importantly, Billy got to close in the recruiting class. I mean, not the recruiting class, in the transfer portal to save his job, to keep this thing rolling, and that's the activity. And we also need a defensive line coach, so that's where my focus is at. Tomorrow I think we'll close with kind of the obvious situation. Darius Hayes is going to Miami. You know, get some sleep, go touch some sand. The beach is open tomorrow. Watch out for the sharks. You know, they tired of us gentrifying and shit. We out of here?
Yeah.
Hey, it's the roll up. Retweet our shit, man. Share our stuff. We appreciate y'all for coming in the comments. We're going to keep it fresh. We're going to keep Jen. As much as she want to come pull up and hang out with us, she's a part of the fam. We're going to keep it going. But we appreciate all the love and all the support from everybody that rock with us. We out. And y'all go give Amon a hard time about dunking on old electricians and shit.
He just texted talking about lost the ship. That boy done lost
the ship. He lost to some plumbers.
The boys are lost to some senior citizens. That's crazy.
Oh, man. That's just crazy. I'm finna give him a hard time, man. I told him I was going to see the Woo lady if he missed the show.
I'm about to tell him he lost against Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
How much time have you had with your little baby that you know about Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy?
Man, who don't love SpongeBob? Hey, that was the old.
I do love
SpongeBob. Is for grown folks. I don't care what nobody says. Hey, we gotta go.